श्री कृष्ण क्वेश्चन, व्हाई डज द भगवद गीता बिगिन विथ धृतराष्ट्र स्पीच एंड नॉट कृष्णा स्पीच? आंसर, बिकॉज द भगवद गीता इज अ बुक, इट इज अ टेक्स्ट दैट इज गिवन टू अस इन कॉन्टेक्स्ट. Sometimes philosophy is seen as something very abstract, otherworldly, irrelevant. The Bhagavad Gita informs us not only through its content, which actually talks about practically acting in this world with spiritual consciousness, but it also actually it's through its context wherein there is a war going on and there is an observer who is inquiring. So through that living context, the text that message that might have been thought to be abstract is made alive, is made tangible, concrete, relevant. And specifically, Dhritarashtra's question reveals the mentality of Dhritarashtra. So the Bhagavad Gita is instructing by contrasting. So Dhritarashtra asks questions, and Sanjay also asks, and Arjuna also asks questions. And in the response, actually, Krishna's message is heard by Arjuna as well as by Dhritarashtra. But Arjuna is sincerely inquisitive about the fundamental truths of life. And he asks, Pruchhami tvam dharma sammoodha cheta, he asks in 2.7. Whereas Dhritarashtra is kim akurvata sanjaya. He is simply inquiring about circumstantial. What happened over there? So his, because of his material attachments, his consciousness is material and he stays at the periphery of reality. Whereas Arjuna goes to the substance, the core of reality through his questions. And thus Arjuna is transformed by hearing the Gita, whereas Dhritarashtra is not transformed. So the Gita, by having Arjuna having Arjuna's questions preceded by Dhritarashtra's question, it reveals the difference in consequence based on the mentality of the seeker. And lastly, the Gita also has cyclicity in its scope. So it starts with the question, what happened? And the conclusion is a prediction of what is going to happen, that Krishna's and Arjuna's side is going to win. But also, it is giving the philosophical import in that conclusion. That is, that they are going to win because God and man have united together in a mood of loving, reciprocation and service. That essential message of the Gita, which is given throughout, is given in its conclusion in a way that address that reflects both the content and the context. So thus, to show that the Gita is a living book, not an abstract philosophical treatise, to show how the consequence of hearing the Gita will depend on the mentality of the questioner, the seeker, and to have a cyclic effect in the starting and the ending being symmetric and reflecting both the circumstantial and the eternal, the Gita has its starting with Dhritarashtra's question, not Arjuna's question. Thank you. Hare Krishna.